Good morning. This is Pastor Thomas, and thank you for tuning in once again to the Light for Living radio program. And we are grateful to be able to sit behind the microphone and speak with you for the next few minutes, and so appreciate your time on this wonderful Sunday morning. And I trust that as you're listening, you are getting yourself ready to go out to the house of the Lord, for those of you that are physically capable of doing so, and that you're excited about it, and that you have that good Bible-believing, Bible-preaching church that you are faithful to. And so I encourage you, be there this morning. If you do not have such a church home, I encourage you, strongly encourage you to come out this morning. Can't think of a better time than this morning, and be our guest here at the True Light Baptist Church. And the church location is 8139 Hugh Matthews Highway, Alton, Virginia. And just remind you, if you are coming from the Highway 58 corridor, just take 501 South. That is between the Sheets and the Hardys, and you're going to go about 7.5 miles, and you'll see the church on the left. And if you are listening across the state line in North Carolina, and you would choose to visit with us, just cross the state line, go about 5 miles or so, and you will see the church on the right. So I don't think you're going to have any problem. Don't let the Alton address confuse you. Really, we're just outside the Cluster Springs area. And again, you're not going to have any trouble finding us. If you are coming from 58, you're going to pass the Cluster Springs Elementary School, and you'll see the church about a mile. As a matter of fact, you'll see the steeple just as you start to pass the school. So if you have any trouble whatsoever, just give us a call. I don't think you will, but we'll be glad to help you. And then if you have questions even prior to your first visit with us, feel free to give us a call. And on that note, I want to remind you a couple of things. We have been mentioning the website to you. I'd love, consider it an honor and privilege for you to go to tlbcalton.com. And there are some good resources, I believe, there. What we have done the last two Sundays, we have not only included the Sunday morning video, but also below the video, you can download the sermon notes if you so choose to do that, if that's helpful to you. I know we have some people in our church that have done it, and they go back and study it. And so if that would be of value to you, that will be right underneath the playback, and you'll see it as where you can download a PDF. And and if you're considering visiting us and you don't know much about us, that site will tell you a little bit more about what we are, even what God's laid on our heart to get accomplished, and our doctrinal statement in brief form. So about everything you would need to know something about us prior to your first visit. Also remind you, we will be live streaming, Lord willing, to the TLBC Alton YouTube channel, as well as TLBC of Alton Facebook page. It should be on my personal page, and Lord willing, it'll also be on the website. So if you can't be in attendance in church, we encourage you to go to that. And some of you are. Some of you watch the videos of your church, and certainly you ought to put that first. But you have gone back later on to watch ours, and that's encouragement to this preacher, encouragement to our church. And I pray that the Lord gets honor and glory. Again, trust you have a great day, and I pray that God speaks to you in a marvelous, marvelous way. I want to go back, and we're going to finish up reading in the book of Ephesians chapter number 5, and we were reading the first two verses, and we've been speaking on this matter of dedication, to the Lord God, and we're looking at the life of Jesus Christ, who, by the way, is God, and how he conducted himself in his earthly ministry, and what a great pattern for all of us to follow. And so the Bible says there in Ephesians chapter number 5, verse number 1 and verse number 2, "Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor." You see the first part of verse number 1, the Bible says, "Be ye therefore followers of God." I'm glad for the day that the Lord Jesus Christ saved my unworthy soul, rescued me, cleansed me by his blood, birthed me into his family, sealed me with his Holy Ghost, indeed made me fit for heaven. And that's our eternity that awaits us. But in the here and now, we certainly ought to be following the Lord. How grateful we should be. How dedicated we should be in following the Lord God Almighty in this very present evil world. And as we've told our church, and I tell you, if ever there was a time for the world to see God's people dedicated to the cause, dedicated to Him, the time is now, isn't it? And so we looked at the life of Jesus, and we told you a couple of weeks ago that Jesus Christ was dedicated, knowing the disdain, knowing how He would be received. And you think of the scorn, the mockery, the agony that Jesus Christ experienced, the rejection, those that absolutely turned their backs on Him. But yet He finished the course. And we talked to you, and we must get this, that not everybody is going to approve of what you believe, what you say. They never have. And you're just going to have to understand that the closer you are to the Lord, the more it's going to be appearing to you that you'll experience rejection. You will at times experience betrayal. But understand that you and I must remain faithful. And again, if we get our eyes on people, if we get our eyes on the circumstances, we get our eyes on the betrayal, we're very prone to retire. But God says we're to look unto Him. And I promise you, whether it's you or me, if we keep our eyes on Jesus, He's not going to disappoint us. He's not going to betray us. He's not going to reject us. He's the one that gave all for us. He's worthy for you and I to remain dedicated. So Jesus Christ was dedicated knowing the disdain. He was dedicated knowing the difficulty of the work. And we talked about last week how we are workmen, but then the Bible also speaks of us as servants, and we're soldiers. And the Bible over there in 2 Timothy 2 and verse 3 speaks about enduring hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. We talked to you about the temptation that Jesus experienced, but yet He never failed. He never sinned. We talked about the transition. He was constantly had no certain place to lay His head, but yet He remained dedicated. And then we talked about the enormity of the burdens that He bore, the burdens for the people, yet He finished the course. And then we spoke in conclusion last week of the terrible, unfathomable pain there at Calvary, the emotional, the agony, the physical agony, and then how His soul was made an offering for you and me, the greatest display of suffering that the world could ever know, the greatest measure of pain that could possibly be imagined, but yet He remained dedicated. And the Bible says that He closed His eyes, it gave up the ghost, and prior to that, He cried out, "It is," that's right, "it is finished." And the Bible says He gave up the ghost. And so there's going to be difficulties in your life, your Christian life. Just keep going on. The finish line soon ahead. Look unto Jesus. And that's speaking to myself as well. Let's look to Him. Keep on going until Jesus calls us. Then let me give you this for your consideration on this Sunday morning. Oh, how convicting this is. Jesus was dedicated, knowing the demand regarding His time. Jesus did the work. He completed His course. And He had the same amount of time in the day that all of us do. Jesus had the same 24 hours that we have. Yet he managed to accomplish all that God desired for him to. You know, I was thinking about this. We are living in the age of convenience. We've had the microwave oven for many, many years, and we've got about every kind of convenience you can think of. I mean, now in our homes, we have automatic washing machines, and we have automatic dryers, and we even have air fryers now. We've got about every possible gadget that supposedly saves time. We now have our smartphones. And our smartphones are supposedly designed to help us manage and save our time. But yet, isn't it true that we seem to find so little time to serve the Lord? Isn't it amazing yesteryear, and I'm grateful for some of the conveniences, but isn't it amazing, and you talk to people that that experienced a time quite different than what we live in now. They worked very hard in the fields. They rose up early in the morning and worked till late in the day. Many of them terrible physical work without some of the conveniences and some of the technology that we have now. But isn't it amazing that they had time to go to church? They had time to go to the midweek prayer service. Oh my, if there was a revival meeting called, they was going to make sure that they were out of the fields, wherever it be, so that they could go to the meeting. Yet here we are in 2021, and again, we've got everything that supposedly saves our time, but we just seem to take that savings and spend it somewhere else. Did you know the Bible says, and I'm sure you know this verse, in 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse number 2, "Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful." And God has given you, and God's given me a work, and we have the same 24 hours a day that they always have. Let's ask ourselves the question, what are we doing with our time? As far as dedication to God, where is He as far as the time that we give to Him? And He should be first and foremost, shouldn't He? Can I give you this scripture? Let me go over to the book of 2 Timothy chapter number 3. And I want to read the first four verses. The Bible says, "This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded," notice this, "lover of pleasure more than lovers of God." And that's us. I'm asking you, and I ask myself, how dedicated are we in regards to our time? And how much of it do we give to the Lord? Can I read this to you? And I thought this was good. "If you had a bank that credited your account each morning with $86,000 that carried over no balance from day to day, allowed you to keep no cash in your account, and every evening canceled whatever part of the amount you failed to use during the day, what would you do? Why, you would draw out every cent every day, of course, and use it to your advantage." Well, dear sir, ma'am, we have such a bank, and its name is time. Every morning it credits you and me with 86,400 seconds. Every night it rules off as lost whatever of this you fail to invest to God's good purpose. It carries over no balances. It allows no overdrafts. Each day it opens a new account with you. And if you fail to use the day's deposits, the loss is yours. There is no going back. There is no drawing against tomorrow. Dear sir, ma'am, time is short, I believe. I'm not a date setter, but I believe we're nearing the coming of the Lord. And we must ask ourselves, all the things that you're involved in, all the things that has your heart's desire and your time, the demand for your time, is it really going to matter a year from now? Well, let me say, the souls of man and the work of God, the race that he has for us to run, that's going to matter forever and ever. Don't you think it's about time that we get back giving God his right place, even regarding our time? Dedication, we talked about it. Jesus Christ's example, yes, he finished the work with the same amount of time in the day that we all have. Something to think about. Rather convicting, isn't it? But may the Lord help us. May we be challenged, and may we determine to give God the time he deserves. May the Lord bless you.